A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with Bobby Chacon, retired FBI, about the case against Scott Peterson. The Scott Peterson, who's the school resource officer, or was the school resource officer at Parkland School, where the shooting took place several years back. He's now on trial this coming week for his failure to act. Video showing him standing outside of the school, gun drawn, but not entering the school as gunshots were being heard. I've heard many pieces of testimony from him over the years giving interviews, but now he is going to be facing a jury of his peers to decide what his accountability should be for not acting and not going into that school to save lives. Obviously, there's a lot of failures that happened here. I'm going to guess failure in training, also probably failure in just him as an officer to protect and serve. As a law enforcement, former law enforcement officer, I'm curious, Bobby, what's your take on this?
Well, you know, during my career, I've seen the evolution of, and we all have, the evolution of how responses are to these school shootings, right? Columbine was the very seminal event. And it changed, obviously, during the course of the last 30 years. And that change became from 30 years ago when the first responding officers were trained to secure the perimeter, do not go in until a tactical team, a SWAT team, if you will, arrives, suits up, gets ready, and then goes in. You know, that was the old paradigm. That's mm-hmm. the way we operated. You know, you were a single officer, or you had two or three officers. You were not equipped with the higher tactical gear that a SWAT team was, and so you weren't to go in. Now that evolved after Columbine and after some of the other bigger events, where you know just children were getting murdered and mowed down, you know, in minutes. And that changed to a point where as soon as you got two or three officers in, you formed a diamond and you went right at the shooter, right at the threat, wherever you heard it, yeah. That's where you were to go. And that was a huge change in training and in mindset. And, you know, some of the older, you know, school resource officers, sometimes, you know, they're different. They have different roles. I don't want to generalize, but sure. Sometimes they're towards the end of the career. And sometimes they're even retired guys who come back as contractors. And maybe they still have that mindset that, you know, I'm not equipped to go in. I've got a single pistol on my hip and I hear automatic gunfire and I'm running in undermanned and undergunned. And I don't, you know, but the thinking has changed and the power and the training has changed. And now it's as soon as you get there, go towards the shooter, go towards the shooting. And I've been in active duty, active shooter training where, you know, one of the things they tell you is every gunshot, you have to consider every gunshot you hear as another child dying.
Yeah.
And when you put it in that perspective, when you put it in that terms, those terms, every gunshot you hear is another child dying. When you're outside of school and you hear shot after shot after shot, and in your training, you were, boy, those words do come back to you. Every gunshot you hear is another child dying. I don't know how you don't rush in. I mean, you know, look, it's easy for me to say this, and I know that I could be questioned, well, you haven't been there. You know, I like to think of myself as, you know, responding to my training. And, you know, I, you know, that's part of the thing you sign on to. We lay our lives down for the protection of our community. And that's part of the job. And I knew that going in. I was lucky enough to survive 30 years in law enforcement and retire. But I knew certainly friends and coworkers that did not survive, that died in adversary action.
Yeah.
And so I like to think that if I was in that position, I would do that. I would risk my life. I would lay it down for, you know, to save a child. And and so I think that, you know, the thing about the Parkland, when I watch the video and you know, we've all seen it and you hear shot after shot after shot. And it always, that training always comes back to me. I hear the words, every gunshot is another child dying. And I'm sure he has a lot of regrets. I'm sure if he had to do it again, he might act differently. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I would like to think that if I was in his position, I would have acted a little differently.
I mean, I think we all would feel that way. And I mean, it's interesting because there's been several failures in this area. I mean, very prominent ones, that one. And then people after that saying, well, hopefully we learn from this and this won't ever happen again. And then we had Uvalde, which occurred, and you had not just one officer, you had 400 standing outside the building and nobody going in. Where is the system failing where the people that us civilians over here do, you know, believe in and want to have protect and serve? That's their job. That's what we believe they're going to do. But then when it doesn't happen like that, where's the breakdown? What is happening here where this seems to be a way of thinking for some officers? It's certainly not all of them. There's been plenty along the way. Unfortunately, there's been more shootings, obviously, but that have gone in and bravely did what they needed to do. But why do we have breakdowns of this magnitude today?
Well, I think it's twofold. I think first, I think it's training. I think you have to constantly train for this stuff and you have to train to go in. And if that means, you know, you have some kind of, you up the training to where officers go in and they start getting hit with rubber bullets hurt. And you've got to face that fear. You've got to train people to face that fear, to go in into the line of fire, and constantly training. In Parkland, it was one individual. In Uvalde, it was several. And, you know, that video of them all standing in the hallway, they weren't even outside the school. They were down the hall. They were around the corner and they were inside the school. And some of them had long barrel weapons, more tactically adverse weapons. And they heard the shots. And I think there you had several different departments and agencies represented among those people that were standing there waiting. If you have to, then you train together. I used to do a ton of cross training with other federal, state, and local agencies. You all have to get on the same page. This can't be a thinking thing because there's no time to think. This has to be, we've trained for this. We know what to do. We're going to do it. That's all. There is no time for a supervisor on scene to say, this is how we're going to handle it. No, we've trained for this. We know what to do. We're doing it.
Yeah.
And that's, it has to be that fast and it has to be that simple. Because, you know, the more complex you make something, the more issues you bring into it, you know, the more paralysis comes in. It can't be like that. It has to be rote. It has to be trained to a nauseating point where you just know what you're going to do without thinking about it.
Is there a fear, not only of obviously being killed, no one wants that, But is there a fear of repercussion of if I do go in and do something, and even though my supervisor is saying don't do this, of breaking rank and going in and trying to help? Is that what we saw in some like sort of massive group think when Uvalde took place? Because, I mean, you literally had a small army outside the school. That's where I'm trying to understand, where did this training fail? Where, I mean, because it's almost, so the outside looking in hindsight, it's common sense. You go in, you had parents trying to break through the police, trying to get in.
Right.
You even had some officers that were trying to break rank and being held back by other officers.
Right.
How you
know,
did we get there?
After every one of these incidents, you know, we do what's called a hot wash. And that's okay. Basically a critique, a very quick down and dirty critique right after it happens. And, you know, unfortunately, I think in Uvalde, all these different agencies covered, you know, they all got back into their own behind their own fences and stuff. And everybody said, nobody talked to anybody. This was a cluster. And we need to kind of close ranks within each agency. I think they took a very parochial view of it. And I think you fail to learn from your mistakes if you do that. So I think that number one, you have to do a very hard and critical look after each incident on how it was handled and where it was mishandled, and correct that in your training, in your future training, so that, you know, that doesn't happen again. And that's part of my career. I was, you know, I was involved heavily in training. In the training cycle, there's a training cycle about, you know, you train, you do a hot wash on your training, then incidents happen and you do a learning curve on the incidents. You do critiques of the incidents and you reincorporate that, the lessons learned, back into your training. So the training is always evolving. Mm-hmm. Training is always evolving based on the next incident and what we learn from those incidents. And so I think where Uvalde failed was training. I think that they, you know, again, if the training is so cut and dry and so simple that there is no decision-making to be had at the incident site. There is only, this is what's happening. This is how we handle it. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. And it's got to be that simple and it's got to be that fast, because there is no time to waste in a supervisor thinking about something or making a decision. Decision-making takes time. You have to consider different factors. You have to take things into account. There's no time for that in these instances. The training has to be so rote and so simple that there is no decision-making at the incident site. There is just, this is what's happening. This is how we handle it. We got to handle it.
It's just 100% action.
Yeah, you have to. It has to be that quick.
Yeah.
Because, listen, by the time, even the quickest responses, by the time you get there, people are already dead and dying. And so time, I mean, to say time is of the essence is too simplistic. I mean, like I said, every gunshot is another child dying. And so you have to do your training such that there is no decision to be made. I mean, of course, you're going to be, do I go left or right? Or do I go down this hallway or that hallway? Sure. Those are decisions. But how you handle it, how quickly you go towards the threat, shouldn't be a decision. Mm-hmm. You have to, and your training could take in, by the way, many, many different scenarios. So you train for as many different scenarios. So you come across something, an incident where you say, well, this isn't what we trained for. This isn't, so we have to rethink it, how we're going to address it. No. The training has to take into account every different possibility that you might come across. And so you know instantly when you come across an incident, how you're going to handle it, and just handle it. Don't think about it. There's no supervisor needed. We're here. This is what we train for. So really, the training has to be upped. There has to be more training. It has to be probably maybe more severe training. You know, people get hurt in training because it's realistic. You have to make the training as realistic as possible. I'm not saying you kill somebody during training, but look, I know just shortly before I retired, we had, you know, two FBI HRT operators killed in training off the coast of Virginia. You know, and training on those higher teams is really tough and sometimes takes lives. You don't want that to happen. And I'm not, I'm just cautioning that training has to be realistic. It has to be hammered in so that the minute, second something like this happens, there is no thinking about it. There's no looking at each other. You know what to do. You've hopefully worked with this person, even if it's a multi-agency response. Hopefully you've trained on your multi-agency responses and everybody knows what to do. And nobody, there's no turf battle. There's no supervisory decision-making needed. You have to train for it and just do it.
All that being said, when we're looking at the Scott Peterson, there's too many damn Scott Petersons in true crime. I don't know why there is, but this Scott Peterson, the school resource officer, knowing what we know, he was an older gentleman about retirement age, probably from a different school of learning, but I'm sure, at least I believe, had been trained somewhat going to today's standards of things and knew what the protocol was, but did fail to act. Should he now spend the rest of his life in prison?
Yeah, that's a difficult decision. That's a difficult question. I mean, I personally feel no. There needs to be penalties. There needs to be repercussions. I'm not sure how severe they should be. I mean, that's a societal question about how, but there are laws on the books and there are, factors to take into consideration. An analysis like this often does go back to training. It's you can't fault him if that's the way he was trained. Sure. So they're going to look, I'm sure they already taking a close look at the training he received, how he was trained, and how he deviated from his training in his response. So that's going to be the crucial issue, because you can't blame somebody for responding exactly the way they were trained to do. I mean, that's what you're told to do. That's what you do. Sure. Right. But the training might be wrong, but the person's not wrong. The training's wrong. But in this case, if the training was right, and he acted contrary to his training, then there's got to be a penalty for that. There's got to be some repercussions. The severity of that penalty, that's a very difficult question. I'm not a parent. I'm not a parent of a child that's been murdered. I'm not a parent of a child that was murdered at Parkland. So, I'm three or four steps removed from some of the more emotional responses that probably want him to pay a higher price. But I think there should be some price to be paid by him. I don't think it's the rest of his life in jail. That's just my personal opinion.
Sure. We'll see what unfolds here in the coming weeks of that trial.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Bobby Chacone, retired FBI. Thank you so much for your insight. Always appreciate having you on the air. If you want to weigh in on anything we're talking about here, you can do it 24/7. We have a phone number for it. It's 888-5-KILLER. 888-554-5537 to weigh in on any of the cases that we talk about here. We may use it on a future episode of the program. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino,
a social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.